Morning, Booker Tov. Today's about the Sukkah Daf Test. Sukkah Daf Test. A couple of very famous Mishnayos and Gemaras coming up in this daf. We left off right at the Mishnah on top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah Yishana Vishame Pesel Abesil Machshir. An old Sukkah Yishana. What does it mean? So Rash explains. I mean, we left the next half of the Mishnah. A Sukkah that was built more than 30 days before Sukkah. And Rashi, for Sukkot, Rashi explains, we're talking about where wasn't built the head of the Shem Sukkot. So a Sukkot that was built 130 days before Sukkot and not the Shem Sukkot, Bishami says Pasuk, because Bishami, essentially, Bishami holds, you need Sukkot, the Shema, has to be built the Shem Sukkot. The Marath being a source for that. And therefore it's possible, but it still says, because all you need is a Sukkot to be for shade purposes. It doesn't have to be built the Shem Sukkot. And therefore, even if it was built before 30 days, it's still going to be kosher. Easy Sukkot Shana. What is a Sukkot Shana? Because also could be Chag Shoshim. Anything that was built more than 30 days before Chag. Ava Masal Shem Chag, but if it was built the Shem Sukkot, a few Mitzchilas Shana Kshera. The beginning of the year is kosher. Machlok is exactly how to interpret this Mishnah. Radvaz brings a couple of Malchim outside Rashi, but we're just going to go with Rashi's Malach that, again, at the Machlok is as follows. Both Beisham and Vesil agree a Sukkot that was built even a year earlier, if it was done the Shem Sukkot is kosher. Both agree that a Sukkah that was done Stam, was built Stam during the 30 days before Sukkot, is kosher. It's interesting. He built the Stam, what does that mean? Did he build the L'shem Sale even? Presumably, we're saying, the way Rashi understands that he's according to Beis Shammai, any Sukkah being built within 30 days of Sukkot, there's an understanding that a Yid within 30 days of Sukkot is building it consciously, subconsciously, L'shem Sukkah is sure going to be kosher. Where's the Machlekes? The Sukkah that was built Stam prior to 30 days before Sukkot, where according to Beis Shammai, it's going to be possible. According to Beis Hillel, as long as it was done for shade purposes, even if it was not done for Sukkah purposes, it's still going to be kosher. Okay. Says the Gemara. My time is Beis Shammai. What is the Beis Shammai? Again, just a basic question on Rashi's Mahalach is that when you build a Sukkah Stam in the 30 days before Sukkahs, if you only need the Shema, why is Stam kosher? Why is Stam kosher? Because what's automatic, the person was saying subconsciously has the Shema. If he knows for sure he did a Stam, he didn't do the Shema, why, according to Beis Shammai, would it be kosher even within 30 days? As a little bit of a Aretz by Radvaz, see, that has a different approach in this Mishnah, where even according to Beis Shammai, even within 30 days, unless you know for sure it was done more Lishma, it still would not necessarily be kosher. Now, before we see the Gemara, even the Taz makes a distinction that this whole conversation is only Legabe Dischach. Legabe Dischach is when we discuss whether it needs to be Lishma or not. When it comes to the walls of the Sukkah, the walls of the Sukkah can be up from last year. Many houses have such setups where they have, whether it's in the kitchen or the dining room, there's a skylight or the like, which can be slid away. The walls of the Sukkah are permanent, and the skylight or something like that can slide away. And you put schach up every year fresh. The schach is new, but the walls are permanent fixtures from year to year. It fits very well with what the Taz is saying. So as MS wants to say, not so pasha. It should be telling Machlekes Rambam and Rush about regarding our next Gemara. Our Gemara is going to bring up in a conversation, in the effort to bring a source for Beis Shammai, that Sukkah needs to be the Shema, the Gemara is going to deflect the first source and use that source to say that it teaches you that the Atzei HaSukkah, the wood of the Sukkah, is Aser, is Muktzah, is Aser, to benefit from, it's Aser to use during Sukkahs, the Atzei HaSukkah, and the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rush. What are they referring to? Is the Dafka referring to the Schach, or even referring to the walls of the Sukkah? Rambam learns it refers to the walls of the Sukkah, the Iser, of benefiting during Sukkot, the same way the Isser applies to the Ischach, it applies to the walls. Rush says only the Ischach, not the walls. So says the Sfas Emes, according to Rambam, at the Isser of this, that we say that the Sukkah's Muktzah applies equally to the Ischach and to the walls. So according to Rambam, says Sfas Emes, the Din L'Shema would also apply to the walls, the same as it applies to the Ischach. According to Rush, not. But the Maisa, the Taz seems to say whether he's going only in the Rambam. I'm sorry, whether he's going outside the Rambam or even in the Rambam. Taz seems to indicate that the din is only on the schach, not on the walls, and that seems to be the way the felt is nayik very clearly. That this idea of the Sukkah Yishana being a problem is only on the schach and not on the walls. Again, we don't say pasuk like Bishab anyway, but the issue is on the schach and not an issue on the walls. Okay, says the Gemara. My time to Beis Shammai. What's Beis Shammai that we're saying that the Sukkah being done earlier in the year, before 30 days, essentially a Sukkah is not Lishma, is Pasal. Amar Kar Chag Sukkah Shivas Yom Lashem. Pasal says Chag Sukkah Shivas Yom Lashem. We darshan Sukkah Shiv Lashem Chag Bein. You need a Sukkah that was made for the purpose of Yom Tov. Beisil, Ha'um Abayla, the Rav Sheshes, you need that Pasal is for Rav Sheshes Memra. Damar Rav Sheshes Shiv Rabbi Kiva. Menayim Lassi Sukkah Shiv Zukkah Shiva. How do you know that the wood of the Sukkah is also for benefit all 7 days? Tamalaymer Chag Sukkah Shivas Yom Lashem. It says Chag Sukkah Shivas Yom Lashem. So that teaches me Tamalaymer Chag Sukkah Shivas Yom Lashem. Sorry, that teaches me that the sukkah, the wood of the sukkah, which is set aside for the mitzvah sukkah, is usher all 7 days. So the pasuk is no longer needed or extra to teach bilashma, according to Beis Hillel, it's ready to use. But Tanya, we learned further in a brisa, very similar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Zera Eimer, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim al Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim al Sukkah. Just like the Shem Shemayim, right? The Kedusha is Chal on a Chagiga carbon, so does Chal on the Sukkah itself. Shenemer Chag HaSukkahs, Shivas Yam LaShem. Machag LaShem, Av Sukkah LaShem. The Lashon Chag HaSukkahs, we compare and make a drasha, just like the Chag, the carbon Chagiga, is Kedush LaShem, so do the Sukkahs Kedush LaShem. Again, so it's a separate drasha, but getting back to the same point of Rav Sheshet's name of Rav Akiva, which is that the sukkah itself is kaddish. So says the Gemara that Beis Hillel needs the pasuk of Chag Hasukkah Shivis Yom Hashem is telling me that for seven that the sukkah is kaddish Hashem and it's usher and benefit, and therefore it's no longer extra to teach me that it needs to be built lishma. So the Gemara is Takabadar Beis Shammai, who used the pasuk to tell me that it needs to be built in Shema. How does he know this? Beis Shammai, does Beis Shammai agree you need this pasuk to tell me that it has to be Usher all 7 days? The sukkah is Usher Bana all 7 days. So back to the question, how does Beis Shammai know that there's a chiv to make a sukkah Lishma? Says Gemara, and Echadami, you're right, Beis Shammai does use that source for the din of sukkah being Usher Bana. Elamatamad, Beis Shammai is the source of Beis Shammai al-Lishma. Ksiv Korachrina. There's another pasuk that says Chag Sukkah Tassach Hashem Yamim Sukkah Asu L'Sham L'Shem Chag Beinan. It says the pasuk Chag Sukkah is Tassach Hashem Yamim. We need to be a sukkah that was made the Shem Chag. Before we go further in the Shacharit Taya, there's a very basic question that Taisus brings the question, but all the Rishonim deal with this question that we're saying a drush over here that Atzia Sukkah or Asukol Shiva. Which is Pashas the din of Muktzah. The Atzeh Shiva, it's Muktzah Mitzvah. The Atzeh Asukah or Asukol Shiva. Agamar is bringing it based on a pasuk. We have two different ways. We have Sheshit Mishur Rabbi Kiva that says Chag Sukkah Shiva Sam Hashem. And we have a price that elaborates. Maybe it's a further interpretation of the same drasha on the same pasuk. Maybe it's a different drasha of we compare Machag Lashem, Afsukah Lashem. But the point is, we clearly have drushes based on the psukim at the Atzeh Sukkah Asukah, which would seem to indicate it's a Dairaisa Dikadin. The Gemara Shabbos Adaf Memhei says very clearly that the Isser of the Atzi Sukkah throughout Sukkahs falls into the category of Muktzah Mitzvasai, and Muktzah is a rabbinic prohibition. It's not a Dairaisa. How do we reconcile the Gemara Shabbos saying that the Isser of the benefit for the Atzi Sukkah on Sukkahs is Drabbanan, yet with our Gemara that seems to indicate that it's Dairaisa? Taisus answers that while the Sukkah is standing, it's Taka Dairaisa. A Sukkah that is still standing, the Isser of the benefit for the Atzi Sukkah is Dairaisa. That is our Gemara. And the Gemara in Shabbos on Memhei, which is saying that Drabbanan is talking about if the sukkah collapses, it falls down, the issue to continue, the fact that the issue continues, that one cannot benefit, that is Drabbanan, that is the issue of Mutz Drabbanan, once it's no longer up as a sukkah, Midaraisa would be okay, that's a problem only on our rabbinic level. Taisus is the first answer. Taisus brings from Rabbanan. The second answer, that very interesting, the first two walls, we know the minimum shiur of sukkah, according to Chamim, maybe Paskin is two walls plus a mashu. The first two walls plus a mashu, Asur Ben HaTaira. The rest of the sukkah, most people have still built a sukkah that's three proper walls at least, or four proper walls. There's the latter part of the sukkah, that's Asur Ben HaTaira. Interesting that when you're building a sukkah, according to this, you have to know where was the first two walls and the mashu, and where's the rest to make that distinction between the part that's Daraisa, Asur Ben, and the part that's Darabana. But okay, that's the Rabbeinu Tam's chilik. The Ran and the Ra'ah, they want to suggest that there's a chilik between the 7 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. The 7 days of Sukkot is Asma Deraisa. On Shmini Atzeres is Asr, since it's still designated the Isser Muktzah, so twice as they round the Ra. The Me'iri wants to answer that the Sukkah that we're talking about, that is Asma Deraisa, is Sukkot. The Sukkah of Sukkot is Asma Deraisa. That's our Sukkah, the Sukkah of Sukkot, as opposed to a Sukkah, meaning a hut, that can be for shade, like a gazebo, for shade throughout the year. So we're saying the Sukkah's a Chag, on Sukkot, Asma Deraisa. The word Shabbos is referring to a general sukkah. A general sukkah, once I build it to be a hut, nothing to do with the mitzvah of sukkahs, nothing to do with yantav of sukkahs. A general sukkah, once it's designated to be a hut, so taking off a piece of the wood to benefit from it on a yantav or a Shabbos is problematic. Midrabban al tzmuktzah, not al the mitzvah of sukkahs, a general muktzah. So when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkahs, you have Isser Deraisa, you don't need to come out to hook to the mitzvah, so really. When it comes to a regular sukkah, that's when we're saying it's muktzah. And lastly, we have the Taz based on the Rambam, which we kind of really touched on before. At the Taz, it says the focus of our whole din of Lishma is on the Schach, not on the walls. So the Taz will say, based on the Rambam, that the Schach is Deraisa, whereas the walls are Derabanan. The Schach is Taka, when we have distinction, Agamar say Deraisa, the Morshav say Derabanan. It's the Schach which is Deraisa in Agamar. It's the walls that are only Derabanan in the Gemara and Shabbos, five Balchim. of Chalukim, why Agamar is saying the Isra of Atse, benefiting from Atse Sukkah Teresa, and the Marchab is saying Darbanan, we have five different Mahachim, what the Chaluk is. Again, quickly, Taz says the Schach is Teresa, the wolves Darbanan, Miri says Sukkah is Teresa, a Sukkah of Mitzvah is Teresa, a regular Sukkah hut is a Muksa Darbanan. The Ra, the Ra, I want to say that the 7 days of Sukkot, it's us deraisa. Shmi and Tzeres, it's only drabanan. Rabbi Natan says that the first two walls in the mashua deraisa, the rest is drabanan. And Taisha says that while the Sukkot standing is deraisa, once the Sukkot has come down, chalil of Sukkot collapsed, then it's only us or midrabanan. Okay, so it says more now a new source for Beisham. The source was, it says in the pasuk Chag Sukkot Sassel Hashem Yamim, we darshan Sukkah hasu the Shem Chag Vidim. Beisilo says, no, you don't need the Shema. You know why? Because I need that pasuk something else. Come by lay la isin Sukkah bechel Shemayim. By saying Chag HaSukkah, you should make yourself 7 days, it tells me one can build a sukkah even during Chol HaMoed, one can build a sukkah. Says Gemara, Beshame Zav Svilu Krib Lazar, Beshame Zav Krib Lazar, Damar Ein Eisen Sukkah Plush Mar, Beshame Zav Krib Lazar, who said, Rav Lazar says, you don't make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. We know, of course, famously, Rav Lazar Shamute. Rav Lazar Shamute, you asked us a question just last of the week, why are we passing? We pass in Sukkot Rabbi Lazar over Rabbi Kiva. We know the general was passing Rabbi Kiva over Rabbi Lazar, number one, and number two, Rabbi Lazar Shamutiu. It's a reason, an additional reason not to pass Rabbi Lazar. The Ma'aseh over here was saying that Beishamay follows Rabbi Lazar and says that you can't make a sukkah on during Chol HaMoed. So again, Beisilo is using this pasuk to say that Shivas Yamim you can make the Chol HaMoed. Beishamay says you cannot, and if Beishamay uses the pasuk to tell me that the sukkah has to be lishma. Why, by the way, according to Rabbi Lazar, did not make a sukkah a sukkah? On Chol HaMoed, very interesting svara, because we know we've had this before. There are blessers of the Shita. He's of the opinion he's supposed to have 14 meals over Sukkah. Yeah, we discussed in the past. A blesser says supposed to have 2 meals a day, 7 days, 14 meals over Sukkah. There is a svara to say that you're not just supposed to have 14 days over. Not supposed to have 14 meals over the 7 days of Sukkah. You're supposed to have 14 meals. You're supposed to have a Sukkah that was fit for all 14 meals. So a Sukkah that's built in the middle of Sukkahs is not fit for all 14. Is not fit for all 14 meals. Okay. Says Gemara, who Beis Hillel left to the Yudim Rav. Ask Gemara now. We're saying that Beis Hillel had no issue with a Sukkah not being built, l'shem Sukkah. So as long as it's built l'shem Tzel, it's fine for Sukkah. So the question is, what about Lagabi other mitzvahs? The assumption is, who had done other mitzvahs, he's not going to be makbid on the mitzvah, on the fashioning of the item for the mitzvah to be done l'shma. So ask the Gemara, or we still have to view the Rav, does it still not agree to read the Rav? The Amar read the Rav, Asa min ha-kutzimim min ha-imim min ha-gradim. If one makes tzitzes from kutzimim literally means thorns, it's like threads, it's threads that are thorn-like, or from threads that are hanging out from embroidery, or threads that are hanging out at the edge of the begin. So, psula es pasul min ha-sisim kshira. But if it's made from balls of weaving, it's kosher. Now, this is Rabbi the name of Rav. Shmuel is even more machmir. Kamar says when he made the Shmuel Amali, Afman Asisin Nami Psula to be in Tivi Lishma. Even Asisin, even making the tzitzis threads from the bulls, from these bulls of weaving, is also possible because you need the spinning to be Lishma. So the Homach like is Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was famously a Talmud of Rav, and later he's a Talmud of Shmuel as well. Homach like is Rav Shmuel. Reason quoting both of them is that Rav is saying that the threads themselves, once they're fully formed, and they're hanging from the tzitzis begin, that's a problem if it wasn't done lishma. Has to be hung from the begin lishma. If it was already hanging like a thorn like hanging or embroidery or from the edges of the begin, hanging without being done lishma, that's a problem. But sounds like according to Rav, if I have a string that was already formed and I attach it to the tzitzis lishma, even if the string was already formed, not lishma, that's kosher. And Shmuel comes to Ann and says, no, you need the spinning of the thread, even the forming of the string itself has to be lishma. But they both agree the hanging of the thread on the tzitzis has to be the Shema. So l'chayra, according to Rav, hachrami neboi sukkah su l'shma. So to over here, l'chayra, if Beis Hillel agrees to this concept of by tzitzis, it needs to be l'shma. Shouldn't we say that by sukkah also, it needs to be made l'shma? The sukkah needs to be built l'shma. Says more, no. Shiny hasam over there is different by tzitzis. Tamakra gedilam tasa l'cha. The pasuk says or lach. The pasuk says gedilam tasa l'cha. Lach l'shem chayvach. We actually the word lach. Make for yourself gedilim. Make for yourself these tzitzis. We're saying lach means l'shem chayvach for yechayv, which is a remez, an indication that's got to be l'shma. Says Gemara, we have the exact same pasuk by sukkahs. Same pasuk by sukkahs. Hachanami chag sukkah is tasa lach. Or by sukkahs is lacha. Chag, again, just to be clear, by tzitzis is lach. By tzitzis is lacha. But the point is the drush are the same. Lacha l'shem chayvach. Lacha means it should be for your l'shem. Lacha means for your chayv. Says the Gemara, for Yechiv, which means Lishma. However, by the way, let me take the Zula. No. Over here by Sukkah, we're saying we have a Miyat. Chag HaSukkah Tassel L'cha means it's got to belong to you. It's usher to make a sukkah out of stolen property. The word L'cha comes to mind. A sukkah gzula is excluded from the word L'cha. Ask the Gemara, go back to Tzitzis, Asanami, Mayle, and with Gzula. Why don't we say Tzitzis as well? We need the word Lach to exclude stolen Tzitzis. And we no longer have Lach extra for Lashma by Tzitzis. Hasam, except Kurachmina, Vasulahem, Mishalahem. We already have another passage for not having stolen, for Tzitzis not being made from stolen materials. So, Asulahem, make for them, Vidashim, Mishalahem, from their own materials. That teaches me that Tzitzis that were Gzula, Tzitzis that were stolen, are not kosher. And therefore, the word Gdiyam Tasalach is actually to tell me that tzitzis after you made Lashma. By Sukkah, what we have is the one time the Pasuk says that you should make a Sukkah, Chaga Sukkah Tasalach. We need it to teach me that Sukkah Gzula is no good. And then, for that extra, according to Basil, teach me that the Sukkah has to be made Lashma. That's Basil's distinction. Basil would make a distinction between Sukkah and tzitzis. He can be made that tzitzis needs to be Lashma. And still disagree that sukkah does not need to be made lishma. Okay, so machlek is b'shamay b'sil whether sukkah needs to be made lishma, and we want to tie that into the shaila of tzitzis, and we're saying tzitzis can be difficult because tzitzis has double psukim, one for gzula, one for lishma, where sukkah only has the one psukim, can be used for gzula, and therefore it's not extra for lishma. Now, a couple points on this, throughout the whole amud. First, let's go back a bit. We said that k'shem shechal ala karbon. We said a drash before that just like the kedusha shechal on the karbon of chagiga. So too, Kedusha Chal on the Sukkah, that was one of the sources that the Asi Sukkah, one explanation for Asi Sukkah is Aser Bana. The Chavis Yar wants to say, beautiful idea, that we know we have a concept of Zaka Mele Vichvayde. Zaka Mele Vichvayde tells me that if there's a Mitzvah, let's say, that's a Veda that's lost, and there's a Mitzvah to pick it up and try to do Hashavas Aveda, if it's not the Vichvayde, he doesn't go in and get involved. If it's beneath him, if he's a big time Chacham, and it's an embarrassing item to be holding to pick up. So it's not going to be Fede. He doesn't have to do. He doesn't get involved with returning the object. What about Talmud Chacham? There's a debate in the Achrenim. What about Talmud Chacham getting involved in construction and building a sukkah? He's getting involved, putting on his boots. He's putting on taking out a hammer and building a sukkah. It's the chayda that would seemingly go under the category of the sukkah and the Fede for a bigger shiva to be building a big rav to be building a sukkah. Perhaps would be considered a gather of sukkah and the Fede, and he wouldn't have this idea of one of this obligation building a sukkah. Says the Chavis Yar, once in our Gemara we say Kishem Shechal, this Kedusha Shechal on the carbon, so it's Kedusha Shechal on the sukkah, a Dover Shebekdusha, we never say Zakum Enef Yichoyde. Once we're involved in a Dover, it's Be'etzim Kaddish, we're saying the sukkah itself is Be'etzim Kaddish, so therefore that would not be, have the rules of Zakum Enef Yichoyde, and Avei does not necessarily Kaddish. It's a mitzvah, certainly a big mitzvah to return, if it's not Kaddish, a sukkah is considered a Dover, now based on our Gemara, a Dover, which is Kaddish, and therefore the svar of Zakum Enef Yichoyde wouldn't apply, and the Talmud Chacham should engage in building the sukkah. Then the Tziv adds further to this, and this is, we discussed in the morning share today, but in the evening share, there was a big discussion whether or not there's a difference between the mitzvah of building a sukkah and the mitzvah of the heksher of making tzitzis, or the heksher of writing tefillin, right? We discussed at the end of the share, so if you recall, the Gemara discussed a sukkah that was made by Nashim. A sukkah is Nashim, we said it's kosher. And the Mefarshim discussed that we know there's a conversation that Nashim cannot make tefillin. Those who wear tefillin those who tie the tefillin, kshartim on their arms, they could ksaftim write the tefillin. Nashim don't wear tefillin, can't write the tefillin. We discussed, what about tzitzis? We have a machlekes about that, whether Nashim don't wear tzitzis, whether they can make tzitzis back. That was a machlekes. So by sukkah seems to be not a problem. And the fakirta, we brought it as a raya, the kasha, Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Nashim can't make by tefillin, we have a drasha. But Rabbeinu Tam and others say that women cannot make tzitzis either. We were bothered. Why sukkah? Yes, and tzitzis not. That was a kasha we left open at the end of the shiur today. So someone in the evening shiur, the night shiur, wanted to suggest that making tzitzis is more of a mitzvah, whereas making the sukkah is more of a hechsher, is not more of a mitzvah. Then it says, we right away on the spot said, we don't agree with that distinction. Sorry, I'm not going to say the name, but we don't agree with that distinction. The Netziv, as I found this morning, the Netziv actually says very clearly that building a sukkah may be more than a heksher mitzvah, adarabah, opposite of what we were saying last night, but what you wanted to suggest, building a sukkah is more than a heksher mitzvah, building a sukkah is a mitzvah itself, and once there's a mitzvah itself, you have a concept of mitzvah by Yisrael Meshulchai, again, it doesn't take away the idea of zakum enef yichoyde fully, because that's also a mitzvah, yet we're not saying mitzvah Yisrael Meshulchai, but the point is, there's a mitzvah on the person to build a sukkah, not just to be in a sukkah, to build a sukkah, mitzvah Yisrael Meshulchai, and therefore, says, as if certainly a Talmud Chacham should be Isaac to an extent at least, should be Isaac in building a sukkah. Point just is that we're saying not just we don't view it as just a hechsher mitzvah, we view it as more than a hechsher mitzvah. It is a mitzvah itself. Interesting idea from the Nitziv and the Chavis Yar about the Zakh Vechoyde. Now, in terms of the tzitzes, we're saying that the tvi lishma is a machlekes. One needs to be spun lishma. Everyone of these needs to be hung on the tzitz lishma. Tvi lishma is a machlekes. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the tzitzes require the tviya and the hanging, of course, to be done lishma. The Ma'aseh Beisayisuf says that Rambam seems to hold that not like that. That Rambam seems to hold that the tviya doesn't necessarily have to be lishma, just the hanging has to be done lishma. There's a big machlekes about machine tzitzes. If the machine does the tviya, when the machine spins it, is that going to be okay? Some achrayim are of the opinion that yes, it's okay. You know why? Because even if you do hold the tzviya needs to be lishma, when you press the button lishma and then the machine spins it, that's called lishma. Since the person who set the machine in motion did lishma, that's sufficient. Others say no, machine they obviously can't have lishma. You putting on the button is not considered enough to be considered as if it's being made lishma, and therefore would be a problem. It will still be possible. But the bomb kasha on this daf really on this amud, we're not going to spend too much time. It's really a sugya later, of course, in lulav hagazel. But this is one of the more famous Taisus in the Masechta, this Bam Taisus and this the sugya, is we're focused over here. We're saying that sukkah needs to be according to Beis Hillel, we're saying the sukkah doesn't have to be lishma. I lechur by tzitzis seems to have a drasha needs to be lishma. We said no, because by tzitzis you have a very specific drasha, whereas by sukkah that same drasha used to teach me that a sukkah gezula is puzzle, but a sukkah lishma we have no source for. I tzitzis has two sources, one for gezula and one for lishma. But the question is, we have a pasuk of Schag Sukkah Sasatlach, and we're saying, don't use it to teach me lishma, because I need to teach me that Sukkah Gzul is possible. What happened to the famous age-old concept of mitzvah haba ba'aveira? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that Sukkah Gzula is possible? Why can't I learn it from the famous call of mitzvah haba ba'aveira is possible? Mitzvah ba'aveira doesn't work. So why do I need a special pasuk? Taisa says, and the Chaim of our Taisa over here, very famous just says, mitzvah haba ba'aveira is a psul drabanan. A pasuk makes it a psul daraisa. Mitzvah b'aveira is merely a psul darabanan. It's a famous concept. It's definitely a terrible thing, but it's not a psul daraisa. It's a rabbinic psul. The Ritva says that the mitzvah b'aveira only applies to a mitzvah that's ritzui, like a carbon. Only by mitzvah ritzui is a mitzvah b'aveira problem. When it's not a mitzvah ritzui, then mitzvah b'aveira is not a problem. Other Rishonim want to suggest that enachami mitzvah b'aveira would be a problem all over, and it'd be a problem with daraisa, and not just by ritzai, but sukkah, there was a half a minute to be a reason as far to say, you have to have the shim for tzitzis, which is also like gemara, but by sukkah specifically, there'd be a half a minute to say, that actually maybe it does shim, I'll say that we'll see in a second, sukkah, there'd be a half a minute to say that it's okay, because we know a sukkah she'ula is kasher. A sukkah she'ula is kasher. Once sukkah she'ula is kasher, maybe there'd be as far to say that for some reason, sukkah is different, and therefore sukkah gezula is kasher as well. Therefore, we need a special pasuk to ask by sukkah. But normally, mitzvah b'aveira potentially we could learn is a psul daraisa. Just over here, there's having is different, and therefore we need a pasuk. Perhaps the same thing with you have to say the same thing with tzitzis as well, because also tzitzis was saying we need a special pasuk to say the gezula is pasul. Okay, but again, it's three different answers, three different mahalchim why mitzvah b'aveira wasn't enough of a psul over here. But then again, famous idea we're going to have later by lulav hagazel later in the masechta is also a big sugya that mitzvah b'aveira pasuls it renders the mitzvah unfit. And over here we're saying you still need a pasuk to tell me that a sukkah gzula is pasuk.
Top of while you're sitting in a sukkah, you're not being gzula. It's not a mitzvah baba vera. You did nothing. You walked into sukkah and you ate. There's no gzula there. Mitzvah baba comes to pasuk tell you you're not yotzei.
I don't know. While you're eating stolen matzah, you're not stealing it. The mitzvah came about through that vera by stealing the matzah. It's always like that. What do you mean?
No, but because it's no matter. You walk into the sukkah. There's no gzula. What were you gzula?
No. If you stole the materials to make the sukkah. You stole the materials to make the sukkah. So your sukkah is a sukkah gzula. Okay. And you could get into whether it's talking about the schach specifically, which is the mitzvah, or even the walls. Pashas is everything. Okay. Says the Mishnah top of our base. Hoyis is a kasa tachas. The one makes the sukkah underneath a tree. So the branches of the tree, which are pasul schach, of course, while they're attached to the ground, the pasul, once they're detached, of course, they're kasher. That's actually the famous. We've touched on the pasul lemasai. If you build a sukkah with a schach fully covering the sukkah, and it's attached to the tree, and then you detach it when everybody's on top of the sukkah, right? That should be an issue of tassel lemanos. It's already made in a possible fashion. Okay, says the Mishnah. Mishnah focus on more simple. You build a sukkah under a tree, so this pasul schach on top of my sukkah. The halacha is kilos b'sechabayis. It's like building a sukkah in a house. It's useless. It's pasul sukkah. Got sukkah. What if a sukkah built on top of another sukkah? Halyanik shev tachan psula. The upper sukkah is kosher. Whereas the lower one is possible, Rabbi Daimer, it depends. If there's no one dwelling in the upper sukkah, then the bottom sukkah is kosher. We will see more about that in tomorrow's daf. Actually, Mr. Shem, we're going to learn it. Of course, we have Erev Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. We will have another daf later today. So hopefully we'll actually learn that explanation later this afternoon. Amar Rava. Leishanu Ella Be'ilan Shetzilasai Merubah B'chamasai. This that our Mishnah says that a sukkah is under a tree, and the tree had branches hang over the sukkah, and therefore render it puzzles, only where the branches would be enough to make more shade than sun. So the branches would eliminate, the branches are basically covering most of the sach, and therefore it's puzzle. But what if the branches themselves are more sun than shade? The branches would not provide more shade than sun, so the branches would not be kosher schach. It would, even though it is covering some of the schach, it's not enough to be kosher in the first place, so that would be kosher. Because the Mishnah elaborated. The Mishnah gave like an example. The Mishnah could have just said, a sukkah under a tree is puzzle. What did the Mishnah say? It added, because it's like you did inside a house. What is the additional benefit of saying the words, it's as if you made it in the house? What is the Mishnah trying to teach us with those words? Just a simple puzzle, period. The Mishnah, the Mishnah is saying the words, it's as if you made it in the bias, to teach me this, that a tree puzzles the sukkah when the tree's above the sukkah, is only when the sukkah under the tree is resembling a sukkah in the house, where just like the house, clearly it blocks out it's more shade than sun, it blocks out the sun. So to the tree, in this case, is blocking out the sun, primarily throughout most of the sukkah. That's when the tree passes the sukkah. But if it would be more sun than shade from the tree, and my schach is what's giving me the shade, even though it's under a tree, that would be a kosher sukkah. That's Rav's qualification. In fact, Gemara, v'chi chamas mum tzasa mehave, hakam estar v'schach pasav hadi schach kosher. Gemara's bother, one second. Even if you're telling me that there's, from this tree alone, there's more sun than shade, still, it should be possible. You know why? Because I'm still mixing up schach puzzle with schach kosher. So Amar Papa, b'shechavtan, we're talking about where it's mixed together. Imam is mixed in, yumavatla, you tied in the branches into the schach itself, so it's not even noticeable anymore that you're having bittel. Says the Mar, my lemra. If you tell me the branches of the tree are minimal, and they're mixed in with the schach, and Yimamish can't discern the difference, which is the attached, which is not attached. So of course it's batal. So what's the chiddush? Answers the Gemara, Tema, Nigzer, Hechad, Chavatan, Atech, Nechavatan. I would have said that there's a gzera, in a case where one load the branches, unto a case where you didn't load the branches, Kamash, below the Gezrinan, Kamash, that we don't make this gzera. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Hana, Mitanina, we learned this in a Mishnah coming up in 2 days from now's daf. Says the Mishnah, Adaf Yir Aleph, Hidla Allah as a Geffen, Vesatlas, Vesakisim. If one lifted onto a sukkah, a grapevine, the glass is a very long squash or gourd, Kisim is ivy, Vesicha Gabam, and then he covered them with kosher schach. So you have attached these items beneath, and they cover them with kosher schach. Psula, the sukkah is possible. But if the schach is much more, if it's mabatul them, if it's more in number, the kosher schach, then Aisha Katsan, or you detached it from the ground, then Ksheri, then it's kosher. Hechidami. Now, what's the case the Mishnah says that if you have a majority of kosher schach, it's kosher? If you didn't mix them together, again, you're back to the problem of being mitzaref schach kosher and schach puzzle, meaning if it wasn't mixed together, if it wasn't blended in one over the other, rather you had schach kosher, and you use schach puzzle to fill in the gaps of the schach kosher, then you have a basic problem. You're still missing your schach kosher. It's not enough to have so more shade than sun. So you took a puzzle. How come it's not puzzle? It's not kosher, and therefore it's for sure going to be puzzle. Elav kishchavatan. The case was kishchavatan again, like we said before, that you blended it together, you mixed it up. But the point is, there was enough schach kosher already to have more shade than sun, and now you just blended in a miyut of schach puzzle just to cover areas that anyway we're not obligated in the first place because it's part of the miyut. Says the Gemara, Shmami not like the chayr. What do you see? It's kosher in that case, like as reading. So we see for the Mishnah Yud Aleph already, we're not gezer on a case where you mixed in some schach puzzle and schach kosher, as long as you have a full share of schach kosher. Says the Gemara, what's the chiddush? What will be the chiddush in our case? Says the Gemara, what's the chiddush of Rava qualifying our Mishnah? It's more perish Mishnah on Afir Aleph. Ma'al Tzeim Ahani Mil B'Tiyevin Avach Chachil Loi Kamash Malan. I would have thought that Mishnah over there, Afir Aleph, is Dafka B'Tiyevin. B'Tiyevin, if you mix in, if I have enough of a shear of schach kosher and I mix in some kind of puzzle and I blend it together, it's going to be okay. B'Tiyevin, but Chachil not Kamash Malan Rava in our Mishnah. He's been dying in our Mishnah that when the tree is above the schach and you're blending it to the tree for some of the shade in addition to the schach, in a case where I have it, the schach alone is enough shade, enough tzlasa, merubah chamasa, and I don't need the tree, and the tree is just only filling in some gaps. Halacha is, it's kosher lechatchila, not only b'dieved, to blend in, it's kosher lechatchila. That was Rav's qualification. That's what Rav comes to add, and that you wouldn't see from the Mishnah later. Sukkah, got the sukkah. We said a sukkah that was built on top of another sukkah. The lower one's cut the puzzle, and the upper one is kosher. Taraban. Puzzle is basukkah, teshvu, v'lo basukkah, shtacha sukkah. We darshan the puzzle is basukkah, teshvu, we darshan, you should be in a sukkah and not in a sukkah beneath another sukkah. Flip a sukkah shtachas ilan and not in a sukkah that is beneath a tree. Flip a sukkah shemesach bayis and not in a sukkah which is besech bayis. What's the obvious taina? What's the lashon pasuk? Basukkah is teshvu. It's plural. If anything, it's mashma exactly opposite. Adrab basukkah tarti mashma. Basukkah is mashma tarti. Doesn't it wouldn't indicate exactly opposite that it's okay to be in multiple sukkah, so to speak, sitting in the bottom sukkah, which is underneath another sukkah, would be sitting almost literally, but sukkahs in plural sukkahs, Adrab, you're being a pasuk, addressed from the pasuk, exactly opposite. The mashmais, the pasuk answers the Gemara. We know this from our drushes a couple of bodies ago, that the word basukkahs, of course, is chaser. Amar Nachman, basukkahs ksiv, it's written without the vav to indicate dafka one sukkah. Even though the word sukkahs is plural, it's without the vav to tell me dafka one sukkah, and not in a sukkah besides beneath the sukkah. Amar Birmia, pamishtem cheris, there are times where taka both the sukkahs are kosher. There are times where both the sukkahs are pasul. There are times where the lower sukkah is kosher and the upper one is pasul. And there's times where the bottom one is pasul and the upper one is kosher, which was we said in our Mishnah. What's the case where both are kosher? In a case where the lower sukkah, the schach is more sun, than shade. Vel yaina silsa meruba mechamasa. And the upper sukkah has more shade than sun. Vekayma el yaina besek ashram. And the upper sukkah is still within 20 amas of the ground. So they're amas ground. So essentially, we're saying both sukkahs are kosher. What really means is you only have one kosher sukkah. You have one kosher sukkah. The lower sukkah has more, the schach has more sun than shade. It's not going to have kosher schach. The upper sukkah has the right amount, has more shade than sun. And it's lower than 20 amas tall, and therefore it's not too tall either. So basically you have essentially one big kosher sukkah, but we're saying eating in the upper would both be considered kosher, both sukkahs are kosher in that case. What's the case where they're both pasul? In the case where the shade, in both cases, there is more shade than sun. So the chara, they should both be good. No. The kaima el yena lamala mesrim. And the upper one is higher than 20, so now they both be pasul. The bottom one's possible because you're not inside one sukkah. You're inside a sukkah that's inside another sukkah. That's a problem. So the bottom one, ironically enough, when the bottom sukkah has more shade than sun, it messes things up, assuming the top sukkah also has more shade than sun, because you're now within a sukkah, and therefore that's problematic. And the upper sukkah in this case is problematic because we're talking about where it's above 20 amas, so the second sukkah is no good either. So you're left with both being puzzle. There's a case where the bottom one's kosher and the upper one is puzzle. What's that case? Top of Yud Amar Aleph, Hechidami, Kesha Tachtaina, Silsa Merubah Chamasa, the lower one has more shade than sun, which is great, Kosher Sukkah. Velayena Chamasa Merubah Chamasa, and the older one, Metzilsa, the old one, the upper one, I should say, the upper one has more sun than shade, so the upper one's Schach, as we render it as if it's not a Kosher Sukkah. Once the upper one's not a Kosher Sukkah, we don't have a Sukkah under a Sukkah. Sukkah under, there's some stuff on top of it, but it happens to be Kosher Schach also, but there's a Sukkah. There's a sukkah under nothing. It's not under another sukkah. It's not a problem being in a sukkah. Bottom sukkah is kosher. The upper sukkah is pasul. And both of these sukkahs are b'sek esrim. Why is that important? That's important because you want to have that the upper sukkah schach is still kosher schach. Once, right? Because the lower sukkah is still beneath the schach above it and the schach of the upper sukkah. So in order to have that the upper sukkah sach doesn't invalidate the lower sukkah, you need to be within 20 hamas. That's where the bottom sukkah is kosher, the upper sukkah is pasul. And lastly, pamim shal yenik sheri. This is all we're just really building out basic scenarios. It's almost like mathematics of how to figure out why each scenario, how you have each specific case. We're up to the last case where el yenik sheri and tachtanis psula. Pamim shal yenik sheri and tachtanis psula. The upper one's kosher, bottom one's pasul. It's the simple case. Hey chidami, what's the case? Going to tavayot silsam ruba chamasan. In both cases, both sukkahs are kosher. Both sukkahs are really kosher, meaning in the sense that you have more shade than sun. The bottom sukkah is going to be pasul just because it's a sukkah within a sukkah, and the upper sukkah is kosher because it's just a regular kosher sukkah, provided that's within 20 amas to the ground. Says Gemara, v'kaima el yena b'sech asrim, again, provided that the upper sukkah is within 20 amas to the ground. But the point is, l'chari, we have all four of these possibilities, depending on the setup of the schach and the height of the two sukkahs. Ask Gemara Pshita, l'chari, what's the b'rim mechadish? Isn't this all? If we know the basic theme of sukkah, so you plug it in into these cases and you figure out yourself what's Rabbi Yirmiyah teaching us that we wouldn't have known. Answers the Gemara. Tachtonik sheir v'yana pesula explain the case where the bottom one's kasher, the upper one's pasul. That's the chiddush. Matem and nigzer. I would think you make nigzer dum tzach tzach pasul by the tzach kasher that one's going to use some of the tzach pasul, which is above 20 amas. In a case where the upper sukkah is above 20 amas, maybe he's going to come to use. Let's say I have too little tzach on the lower sukkah, and he'll use the benefit of the tzach on the upper sukkah, which is above 20 amas, which is no good. He may come to use it in his lower sukkah, and that would taka be a problem. that we're not guys or kamashman, we're not worried about that. In Mirtz Hashem, we'll pose a bear, Mirtz Hashem, later today, I'll post at the exact time, but later today, we'll pick